I'm Howard Eagle. I'm running for one of the three open seats on the Rochester Board of Education. The platform that I'm running on has 4 points. The first point is basic skills development. That is making sure that our children have adequate reading, writing, and math skills, which represents the foundation of all knowledge. Secondly, I'm running on a platform that advocates doing away with all forms of social promotion. That is moving young people along from one grade level to the next, based mainly on age, whether they've acquired the adequate skills and knowledge at the previous level to be successful at the next or not. And we just move them along, and that helps to create a crisis at the upper level of the system, so that as a high school teacher for 22 years, I can tell you that there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of young people sitting in high school who can barely read and write. That's because they've been socially promoted, moved through the system before they're really ready, and without the intervention that's necessary in order to build their skills. Things are just sort of driven by standardized testing. That's what the whole focus is. And so, because we've created that crisis at the upper level of the system, that represents the third point of my platform, which is to develop authentic alternative education programs and schools for that population in particular, because many of those young people are the same young people who are acting out in school, ending up in trouble with the law, ending up in jail, ending up dead at an early age. And so in a systematic way, we seem to just give up on those young people. Well, we don't believe that we need to give up, or that we should, that it's right. But it's clear that the traditional system in many cases just won't work for them, and that's why we need serious, authentic alternatives. And the fourth point of my platform is parent and community involvement. We talk in this community a lot, especially in the school district, about the need for parent and community involvement. But when we go into the schools and we see how people operate, and it becomes clear that not everybody, in fact, many people, many educators don't really want parent and community involvement. If they do, they don't act like it. They don't do the things that are necessary to bring that about. So we want to become very serious about bringing about parent and community involvement at every level of the system. So now there's a lot to do in the school district, but I believe if we start with those four things, we need a starting point, that we will have done a lot to begin to change the system fundamentally. And of course there's much more to do, but that's the starting point.